Praise the Lord. God is awesome in this place. Amen. That was awesome worship, time of worshiping the Lord. Amen. And I could just see and feel breakthroughs coming as you were worshiping the Lord. You entered into a place of worship that broke things and that opened things up and made an avenue for God to come in and to just do some supernatural things. So just be on the lookout, amen, because changes are about to happen. Amen. Doors are about to open, amen. Amen. Things are about to turn around, and God is so good. If we could just remember that when we're going through when we're outside these doors and we're going through our day, the things that we go through, if we can just remember that God is so good, no matter what, no matter what's going on the outside. I call it the superficial, amen, because we've got the supernatural God that we serve on our side. Yeah. Praise God. That's not my message tonight, but that's a prelude to get into my message. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Excited about God tonight. Didn't we have an awesome time with Pastor Victor? Yes. That was just wonderful. Amen. Just wonderful. And I know that Ashley will give an announcement about this at the end of the service, but I want to just talk about the talent night. Now, we have had talent nights before, amen, and they're always awesome and wonderful, but we want more participation this time than we've ever had before. Now, you know, a lot of people think, well, the only thing you can do is sing, and if you're not a singer, then you don't think you've got any talent. Well, there's more to do than just singing, amen. People have got talents that we don't even know about. I see some of you shaking your head. I have no talent. I know nothing. There is nothing I can do in this world. That is not so. Yes, you do have talents. And God wants to use you to bless the body. So whatever you do, you know, the Word of God says to do it as unto God, amen. And He will bless it, and He will anoint it, and He will show out when you step out in faith and do something for Him. Amen? So that service will be on July the 30th, and that'll be on a Sunday night. And it is for all ages, adults to youth to children of all ages. So be praying about it. Ask God. Ask Him. Don't just say, I can't do anything. But pray and ask Him, Lord, give me something that I can share with the people that will be a blessing to them. Amen? All right, I'm holding each and every one of you. Pastor, write these names down here. Just kidding. We wouldn't do you like that. Amen. We wouldn't do you that way. Favor poured out. Favor poured out. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalms 102 and verse 13. Woo! Glory. Thank you for that. Verse 13 says, Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. You know, you are the church tonight, and Zion is the church. And that's you tonight. If you're born again, you are Zion. You are the church. Amen. So this is for you tonight. I want to read that scripture in the Amplified translation. Psalm 102 and 13 says, You will arise and have compassion on Zion. For it is time to be gracious and show favor to her. Yes, the appointed time, the moment designated has come. Amen. Now, I received that for myself. The time designated has come for me. And I believe as you worship tonight, that the Lord was saying to you tonight, that that designated time for your breakthrough is here. It has come. Yes. Not it's going to come, but it has come. But now I've got to be expecting it. I've got to have my faith out there for it. I've got to be excited about it. God, I know that this is my time. Right now, this is my time, my moment, my designated moment for a blessing, my designated moment for that breakthrough. It's now, amen. It has come. Glory to God. God has a set time to pour out His favor on you. Hallelujah. A designated moment. Hallelujah. A set time to pour out His favor on your job. A set time. Amen. Amen. A moment designated where you will shine. The enemy may have tried to make you look bad on your job. He may have tried to give you a hard time on your job. But wait a minute. God said this is your designated moment. This is your time, amen, to shine. This is your time for God to pour His favor out on you on your job. Hallelujah. Set time. It's God's set time to pour out His favor on your family. Amen. I'm telling you what, the devil is coming against the family these days like he never has before. But God said, whoa, wait a minute. I have a designated moment here. This is my designated moment, amen. The family's going to shine. The family's going to be strong. The family's going to unite, amen. The time has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's God's set time, amen. God's set time. God's set time to favor your children. Amen. Well, Pastor Sharon, you just don't know what my children are doing. They're just into all kind of a mess, just doing all kinds of things with the rest of the world. Well, God said there is a designated time. Amen. Have you been praying for your children? Amen. The time has come. The time has come. Hallelujah. I don't look at what's going on in the natural. I don't pay attention to what I hear in the natural. If I hear something negative, something that I don't approve of, something I think, well, I wouldn't do it that way, I say, whoa, on the inside of me, this thing that is about to change. Yeah. Amen. It's about to change. It's about to turn around. There's about to be a designated moment. Yeah. Amen. God's about to pour His favor out on your children. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Glory. Y'all like to really work me on Wednesday nights, don't you? I'm telling you what, you come ready. You come hungry. You come like a sponge wanting the Word of God, wanting to hear from God, amen, wanting to be in His presence. And God will not turn you away. He'll not fail you, amen, because when two or three are gathered together in His name, He is there in the midst. He is right here in the midst tonight, amen. Right here with you. Glory to God. Set time for God to pour out His favor on your health. Amen. Have you been through a battle in your health? Praise God. It is your moment. Amen. Designated just for you. Well, I've been going through this for so long, Pastor Sharon. Is God ever going to do anything? God said the time has come. The time has come. It is the set time. It is the designated moment, amen, for that breakthrough in your health, for that breakthrough in your body, amen, for that strength to come back into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Set time. I believe some of you already broke through that set time tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You came to get a breakthrough, and praise God, you got a breakthrough. Amen. It was your designated moment. Yes. It was your set time. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. A set time. A designated moment. His set time for increase. Well, you don't know what my finances look like. It seems like I'll get ahead just a little bit and then something will tear up. It seems like, you know, my money is just going in holes, in pockets with holes in them. Well, God said, wait a minute. There is a designated moment. There is a set time, amen, for Him to pour out His blessings on your finances, amen. He says it's time for increase. Hallelujah. Time for increase. Glory. Set time. Designated moment. Hallelujah. I feel faith in this place tonight. I feel faith in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Designated moment. Hallelujah. Designated moment for that restoration in your family, that restoration in your marriage, that restoration with your children, that the enemy tried to tell you this can never be fixed. This is the way it's all gonna be, always going to be. God said, whoa, wait a minute. The set time has come. The designated moment is here. Amen. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Glory to God. Psalms 5 and 12 says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. If you are born again tonight, you are the righteous. Well, Pastor Sharon, you don't see how ugly I was at home. Well, guess what? You're not by yourself. But praise God. He loves us anyway. Amen. He says, that's my poor little righteous child out there acting crazy again. It's all right. It's all right. We got a God that loves us anyway. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as a shield. Hallelujah. Now, God's favor is always with us. Yeah. He's always surrounding us with His favor, amen? Yeah. But there are designated times, designated times when He pours His favor out on you, amen? When He just ravishes you with favor, amen? Good things coming to you from the left, the right, front, back, up and down, all around, amen? Set time, a set time, God's favor. He said, it's now, it's the time has come. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Set time. Think about that tonight. There's a set time. Now, He has His favor. He's got His favor with you every day, all the time, 24/7. But now it's time for an acceleration. Amen. Time for acceleration of His favor on you. Amen. Time of acceleration of His goodness. Time of acceleration of His blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all don't slow down on me now. I won't slow down on you if you don't slow down on me. Glory to God. In this set time, God is arranging things. God is setting things up. God is opening doors, amen, of divine connections. It's not just a happenstance. No, it is a divine connection. God's opening a door that no man can shut. Hallelujah. In this set time, amen, things are just starting to fall into place. It don't. Man, it looked like all hell had broke loose over you. It looked like everything that could go wrong was going wrong. But God said, wait a minute. This is your set time. Your set time has come. Amen. And acceleration is here for you now. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just seems like everywhere you go, and everything you do, everything just falls into place. Everything just starts happening, amen, that you've been praying about. Connections, amen, open doors, increase. People are starting to be nice, and you're like, whoa, what is wrong with them? It's God. It's God's set time. It's His set time for favor. Amen. His set time to bless you like you've never been blessed before. Greater, greater, greater. Amen. Hallelujah. In this set time, God has ordained the right person to come into your life. Whoa, now, Pastor Sharon, let's don't go there. I don't know about that. I've trusted this thing too many times, and I've messed up. Well, maybe it wasn't God's set time. But God says the set time has come. It has come. The set time is now. Amen. The open door is now. Glory to God. Now notice at the beginning of Psalms 102 and 13 says, the Lord shall arise. Glory to God. The Lord shall arise. Hallelujah. When the Lord arises, amen, things happen. When the Lord arises, things change. Amen. Things start moving and shifting when the Lord arises, amen. When He comes on the scene, amen, praise God, your enemies start to scatter. What about all those people on my job that hated me and were so ugly to me and always tried to get me in trouble? God arise. Arose, I guess I should say. Amen. Hallelujah. When God arises, sickness is defeated. Yes. It is defeated, amen. It has to go. Amen. Sickness, disease, pain, and weakness has to go at the presence of God when God arises, amen, on the scene on your behalf. Addictions, when God arises, addictions are broken. Chains are broken. Those habits that you thought you could never get the victory over, when God arises, they are broken over you. Amen. When God arises, lack has to bow its knee. Amen. It has to bow its knee at the presence of God. God said, whoa, wait just a minute. Stop right there. I have set before me an open door, and my child is going to walk through that door, amen, and going to receive all the blessings I have, all the favor I have, all the healing I have, all the good things I have, amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings like never before. Turn to Exodus chapter 14. You still with me? Yeah. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. That's a huge statement right there. God's saying before His people tonight, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. Which He will show you when? Today. Which He will show you today. The set time has come. He will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. And verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. Maybe you've been fighting with everything you've got. But God said, you don't have to fight anymore. I'm fighting that battle for you, amen. God's saying this is the set time right here that the enemy stops. Amen. This is the set time that I rise up and that I fight your battle, that I go before you and you can just take your rest. Amen. In God's set time, the forces of darkness are pushed back. He pushes them back. The enemies that you've been dealing with, on your job, in your home, wherever they might be, you won't have to deal with them anymore because God is about to change things, amen. He's about to turn things around on your behalf. He's about to change some people, amen. About to move some people around, amen. About to do some shifting around, amen. In this set time, God will fight your battle. He said, quit fighting, quit struggling, quit worrying, quit tossing and turning and trying to figure this thing out. Because he said, I am the one that has all knowledge. I know all things. And I know exactly how to take this little bitty situation that the enemy has tried to blow out of proportion. Amen. I know how to take care of this situation, and I'm fighting for you. You no longer have to do it in your own strength. You don't have to do it in your own mind. Don't have to do it in your own physical body. Amen. But God is going to do it for you. That takes the pressure off of you. God don't like his people to feel pressure. Pressure doesn't come from God. It comes from the enemy. God says to rest. God says to fear not. God says to stand still and see what he does. See the salvation of the Lord. See him turn that situation around. See what he will do in that situation. In this set time, the traps that your enemies have tried to set for you, they will fall into those traps themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that would rise up against you in judgment shall be condemned. Amen. They shall be condemned. Now, I believe in these last days that the church is living in that set time of favor where God's just pouring out his favor on his church, pouring out his favor on his people. Amen. This is the set time. Amen. You are Zion tonight. You are the church of God. You are the Almighty's that we serve. You are his children tonight. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now I'm setting my expectation out there. I'm setting it for this to be a designated time. Designated moment in my life, amen, where God shows up. I'm expecting and I'm putting it out there, amen. I'm expecting this to be my moment, my time right now, not way down the road somewhere. But God says that this is the time. It has come. Amen. This is the time for God to pour out his favor on his church. Now, I'm going to be a part of that, aren't you? I'm going to be one of those that is reaching for God, looking to him, expecting him to go on my behalf and turn situations around and touch me in my body, amen, and give me the strength that I need and to minister in the area of my finances, to give me increase, to heal me in my body, to minister in my family, to save my lost loved ones. This is the time. Now is the time. This is your the church's designated moment for victory. Amen? Because we're not going out. The church ain't going out all beat up and looking like we have just come out of the gutter. But we're coming out. Let me tell you what. If you could see how God sees you, If you could just see how God sees you. We feel like we're nothing. Our power amounts to a hill of beans, but that's not how God sees us. Amen. He sees a glorious church. He sees a church on fire. He sees a church that's full of power. Amen. He sees you as a mighty warrior tonight. Hallelujah. Start thinking about that. When the devil tells you you're so weak, or you can't do this right, or you can't do that right, say, whoa, wait a minute. That's not what my God sees. Amen. That's not what my God sees. And I am what the Word says I am. Amen. I am who the Word says I am, and I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Designated moment for victory. This is the church's designated moment for breakthrough. Hallelujah. You've already received some breakthroughs tonight. I can see it on you. When I'm at that keyboard, I'm looking out here and I'm like, yes, they got it. They got it. They got it. Yes, they got it. Everybody say, I got it.
I got it.
Amen. Miss Mary got it. Lord, we know she got it. Hallelujah. I love it. Love it. She got me stirred up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I just don't know if y'all can see what I was seeing over there. Woo. I mean, you talk about y'all were powerful out here. The worship was powerful out here. Amen. There was devils just screaming and jumping and running out the doors. Let me out of this place. This bunch of crazy people in here. Jesus on fire, people. Amen. This is your designated time for restoration. Designated time for manifestation. Amen. Designated time for change in your loved ones. Hallelujah. But we've got to put our expectation out there for it. We can't just allow the devil to beat us up all day long. And tell us this is so bad that nobody, this is never going to change. It's going to change with my God.
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to be better with my God.
Yeah.
God's going to turn some things around.
Yeah.
Amen. On my behalf.
Yeah.
And that's on your behalf tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're a fired up people tonight.
Yeah.
You're a fired up people tonight.
Yeah.
When the devil comes to you, tells you that it's not going to work out, that it's been too long, things aren't going to change, you say, whoa, wait a minute, devil. You didn't hear that part where it says, now is my designated time, that it has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Venus, your designated time of breakthrough. The enemy has tried to hold you back. The enemy tried to tell you that it's not going to happen. But he is a liar and the father of lies, because your designated time has come. Amen. 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 Yes, it has. Yes, it has. When the devil says no, you say, yes, it has. Amen. Yes, it has. Glory to God. I don't know how to end this. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just stand and worship him for a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the designated time. This is our moment. This is the church's moment. Amen. Moment for restoration. Our moment for restoration. Our moment
for healing manifestation. Yes. Our moment for increase in our finances. Amen. Our moment for our children to turn around. Amen. Our moment. Amen. For me to get that promotion on my job. That moment for that door to open that the enemy said can't be open. Amen. It's your moment tonight. Glory to God. Glory. Let's thank him ahead of time for what he's going to do. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Change us. Change us. Change us. Hallelujah. Change us. Yes, change us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory. We receive it, God. We receive it, God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, faith. Now. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Changes. 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 Hallelujah. Changes. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. A fire in the spirit, a fire in the spirit, a fire in the spirit. A stirring. There's a stirring in the spirit. There's a stirring. There's a stirring. There's a stirring like never before. There's a stirring in the spirit. There's a stirring inside of you that you have been wanting so bad, that you haven't felt in so long. But God said, now is time. The time has come. Hallelujah. For that to break forth. To break forth. Hallelujah. Stronger, stronger, stronger. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You may be seated. Amen. Ashley.